Thank you, Elder Hodge, for that prayer. And we know prayer can change things. Again, if you are listening to any of these announcements, you can actually go directly to our website. If you are interested in any, and click on any slide from our website, and you can get more information. I want to thank you all again for tuning in this morning, and have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hodge, for the announcements on this morning. That's everybody say, let's get ready for the word. We have a word giver coming this morning, and it's none other than our elder, Dwight Miller. Amen. And we know that he's able, amen, to give us a word like none other. So we're just going to not prolong the time and hand it over to him. Amen. And let him give us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Elder Miller.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I truly give honor, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who was head of my life. Amen. I thank God, amen, on today. Amen. For, amen, the saving of my soul. Amen. And how God has truly, amen, blessed me above all measures. Amen. God has truly been a blessing. Amen. And I thank God for all that he has done and all that he is still doing right now, amen. You know, it's a privilege and an honor. I thank God once again for, amen, Elder Hodge and his wife, amen, Sister Consuela Hodge, amen, and their ministry, amen, that God has prompted them with, amen, and allow me another opportunity just to further the gospel, amen. I just thank God, amen, for being a vessel, amen, willing to be used. Amen. Truly, amen. Indeed, amen. Have a word, amen, of encouragement, amen, to each and every one of you all, as well as I minister to myself, amen, on today. Amen. And if you all have your Bibles with you, amen, not prolonging the time, amen, if you would turn with me, amen, to the book of Exodus, amen, Exodus chapter 15, starting at the 22nd verse. And the word of God, amen, reads as thus. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, but they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which he had cast into the water, and the water were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Truly, amen. Amen. The word of God, amen, is clear, amen, and possible for anyone, amen, to understand in that situation, amen. But I would like to, amen, to elaborate on that. Amen. Just to expound on it, amen, to share with you, amen, what God has given me. Amen. On today, amen, I would like for you, amen, to keep in mind, amen, as I would title this message, I would give this message a title, amen, it would be accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen. Accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen, amen. All throughout, amen, the walk with Moses, amen, and leading, amen, the children of Israel, amen, out of Egypt, amen, time after time, amen, they came, amen, across situations, amen, seemed to be, amen, frightening, amen, seemed to be threatening to their lives, amen, seemed to be bitter, amen, but, amen, after a while, things got come except for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen. The enemy, amen, is going to always, amen, oppose you. Amen. He's going to always try to make your day, amen, a day, amen, of gloom, amen, a day of sorrow, a day of depression, a day, amen, of stress, amen, a day of anxiety. Amen. The enemy come except for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen, amen. The enemy, amen, is not trying to keep a smile on your face. I want you to know that, amen, that the enemy, amen, is always busy, lurking, amen, seeking whom he may devour. Amen, amen. He come, amen, to assassinate your character. He come, amen, to steal your joy, amen. He come to rob you, amen, of all, amen, the precious jewels that God has for you, amen. But I want you to know, amen, you have to accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen. We're going to come across some situations, amen, where, amen, we're going to come across, amen, some bitter waters, amen, just like the people, amen, amen, the people of God, amen, they came, amen, across some bitter waters, amen, amen. And what I mean, amen, describing these bitter waters, amen, I'm talking about, amen, bitter situations, amen, bitter trials, amen, amen, trials like no other trial, amen, tests like no other test. I mean, I'm talking about situations, amen, that's going to arise, amen, that you're going to come upon, amen, and they're going to be bitter. Amen. Yes, yes, we know, amen, amen, how bitter, amen, can make us look, amen. Bitterness can make some of us frown up, amen, and our eyebrows wrinkle up, amen, 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 like somebody just slapped us in the face with a bag of sour lemons, amen. But I want you to know, amen, 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 we have to continue to keep a smile on our face, amen, knowing, amen, that Jehovah God is on our side. Jehovah God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, amen, nor abandon us to the will of our adversities, amen. But I want you to know, amen, you got to accept the bitter with the sweet, amen. There's trouble all over in the land today, amen. There's trouble everywhere. I don't care, amen, you fly all the way over to South Africa, amen, to Anchorage, amen, amen, Alaska, amen. No matter where you go in the world, it's trouble everywhere in the world. Amen. You cannot escape trouble, amen. Trouble is in its presence, amen. It's going to be, amen, amen, trouble everywhere you go, amen. So what you have to do, amen, is prepare yourself to accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen. Yes, yes, amen, amen, because we serve an awesome God. Amen. We serve a God, amen, amen, that is capable, amen, amen, of bringing us to some bitter waters, amen, and making them sweet. Amen. Yet soon, amen, amen, those waters that we come across, amen, that are so bitter, amen, amen, they are yet soon to be made sweet. We don't have to, amen, hold our head down. We don't have to pout, amen, and have no self-pity party, amen. We don't have to, amen, 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 walk around being depressed and stressed out, amen, and worried, amen, because God does not want his people to worry. Amen. He wants us to have confidence in him, amen, knowing that, amen, that, hey, he got this thing all under control. Amen. We got to serve, amen, God like no other time, amen, amen, in this day of time, amen, because there's so much trouble going on in the land, amen, but that is not for us to get frightened, amen. That is not for us, amen, to wrinkle up our face, amen, amen, and have a bitter pity party for ourselves. Because we've got a God, amen, that can do all things but fail. Oh, yes, yes. God, amen, is an amazing God, amen. He's the master, amen, of setting things up, amen, and putting things in perspective. Amen. God has a purpose, amen, and a plan, amen, for your life, amen. He has a purpose and a plan, amen, every time you come across bitter waters, amen. Amen. I want you to know, amen, you just have to still be able to fix your lips and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God, amen. I thank you, Lord God. God, I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the trials that I'm going through right now. I thank you for these bitter waters, Lord God, because I know, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, these waters are going to become sweet soon. Amen. I can be able to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, God is a good God. People, we got to be able to expect, amen, amen, the bitter with the sweet. We got to be able to accept this here, amen, because it's coming, amen. Everybody's going to have a day when they're going to come across some bitter waters, amen, amen. But you got to know and believe in your heart, amen, that those waters are not going to be bitter all day. They're not. somebody, amen, right now, amen, they're probably grieving, amen, over the death of a loved one, amen, and they feel like they have no reason, amen, to say praise God. They feel like they have no reason to say thank you, Jesus. But I want you to know, amen, you still got to praise God, amen, even, amen, in these fiery trials and these fiery times right now, amen. Those are troubled waters, amen, but yet, amen, those bitter waters will soon, amen, become sweet. Amen, amen. You ain't got to hold your head down, amen. You ain't got to, amen, amen, feel sorry for yourself, amen, because you got a God that cares for you. He knows better for you, amen, than you know for yourself. Yes, 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 amen, 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 amen. When I think about, amen, amen, Joseph, amen. Joseph, amen, he was thrown in a pit by his own brothers, amen, and sold into slavery. Amen, how bitter, amen, can that be? Can any one of you all right now imagine, amen, your own brothers, your own biological brothers or sisters have thrown you in a pit, amen, amen, and stripped you naked, amen, amen, and sold you into slavery. Oh, man, how bitter can that be? Boy, you think, amen, my face would be looking like I done got slapped with a bag of sour lemons, amen, amen, to know that my brothers did this to me. But yet, amen, amen, even through all of that, Joseph, amen, amen, he did not, amen, blame God, amen. He still served his God, amen. He still gave praise to his God. He still, amen, was able, amen, to communicate with his God, amen. He did not hold God, amen, accountable for his brother's actions, amen. But yet, amen, 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 he was thrown into prison, amen. He was sold into slavery, amen. But yet, amen, those bitter waters, amen, became sweet. Oh, man, if you know the story behind Joseph, amen, how, amen, he went from the prison to the palace. Yeah, Joseph went from the prison to the palace. Amen, he became, amen, Pharaoh's, amen, right-hand man. He was the second man in command. Amen, amen, Pharaoh put him in charge of everything in the land. Amen, with the food, the cattle, amen, amen, with the water, amen, and everything that was in the land, amen, of Egypt. Amen. Pharaoh put him in charge of everything. Amen. Because, amen, amen, God showed him favor. God showed him favor, gave him grace. Amen. Because he held his integrity. Amen. Amen. He held on, amen, to the God, amen, that he knows is the one and only true living God to heal, set free, and to deliver from any situation. Amen. He was still able, amen, to give God the glory. Amen. To give God the praise. Amen. Because, amen, God was on his side, and he knew, amen, that he had to accept the bitter with the sweet. Oh, man, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, I know I got some witnesses out there. I know I got some witnesses out there. Amen, amen. You and amen, every day wasn't a cakewalk for you. Every day, amen, was not sweet, amen, for you. Amen, amen. Every day, amen, amen, you didn't walk out your house, amen, amen, and everything was going all good and sweet for you. Amen. You came across some bitter water. Yes, you came across some bitter situations, amen. Amen, where your face was all frowned up and your eyebrows all wrinkled up, amen. Amen. You were so mad, you were like you were mad with the world, amen. You felt like you ain't had no reason to go to church. You ain't had no reason to pay no tithe. You ain't had no reason to give no offerings. You had no reason to fellowship with nobody, amen, because you were mad, amen, because you came across a bitter water situation, amen. But I want you to know, amen, even in those times, you still got to praise God. You still got to say thank you, Jesus. You still got to say hallelujah. You still got to give glory and honor to the one and only true living God who woke you up, amen, allowed you to brush your own teeth, allows you, amen, to put on your own clothes, allows you to walk out the door without a wheelchair or a crutch. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God. You got to get to a place, amen, that you need to, amen, recognize, amen, that every day is not going to be sweet. Amen. So I got to accept the bitter with the sweet. Yes, yes, yes. You got to accept the bitter with the sweet. People of God, amen, amen. We ought to know this, amen, as saints, amen, amen, as people of God, amen. We need to let this light so shine in us, amen, that the people out there in the world, amen, would know, amen, that there is a God, amen. How can this woman, how can this Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. When I think about, amen, amen, Job. Amen. A lot of you know the story of Job. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Talk to me now. Y'all know the story of Job. Y'all know how Job, amen, he lost everything that he had. He lost his sons. He lost his daughters. Amen. He lost his cattle, all his livestock. Amen. He lost his houses. Amen. Amen. He lost his servants, his maidservants. Amen. He lost everything. But yet, amen, he did not curse God. Yet, amen, amen, he did not curse God. He held his integrity. Amen. He even told his wife, he said, you talk as a foolish woman. But she told him he needed to curse God and die. She said, he told her, you talk as a foolish woman. Shouldn't we accept good and evil from God? Amen. And if you look at it in an amplified version, amen, it says, should we accept good and adversity from God? Yes, 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 yes. We're going to have some troubled times in our lives. We're going to have some adversity. Amen. We're going to have some persecution. Amen. I'm reminded that the scripture tells us, amen, in the word of God, that all who desire to live godly shall suffer persecution, shall go through some stuff. Amen. So every day is not going to be a cakewalk for you. Every day is not going to be a time, amen, that you feel like you want to smile, amen, because everything is going good. Because you got money in your pocket. Amen. You got a nice car that you're driving. You got a beautiful home to come home to. Amen. Amen. I want you to know, amen, sometime in your life, amen, in this walk of life, amen, as a Christian, amen, as a man or woman of God, amen, you're going to come across some bitter waters. You're going to come across a situation, amen, where it might want to make you frown your face up. It might want to make you wrinkle up your eyebrows, amen, amen, because you just so bitter, amen. You feel like, amen, if God is so good, why he allowed me to be in such a situation like this? Why he allowed me to come across such a situation like this? But God, amen, he has already prepared, amen, a way for your escape. He has already prepared, amen, a way for you to go through, amen, through this fire, amen, to drink from these same bitter waters, amen, that you was once able to drink from, amen, because he turned them and made them sweet. I want you to know, amen, you can taste and see, amen, the goodness of the Lord, amen. You can see, amen, how God will take your bitter situation, your bitter waters, and turn them, amen, to sweet water, where you're able to drink, amen, and taste to see that the Lord is good. God is good. God is good all the time. Amen. All the time, God is good. Amen. You hear people all the time talking about God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. But the moment, amen, trials come up against you, the moment, amen, things, amen, you know, seem to be getting a little difficult, the moment, amen, you're being chastised on your job, the moment, amen, things, amen, seem to look like they're going wrong in your house, amen, the moment, amen, the things seem like they're getting frustrated, amen, with your next door neighbors, amen, in your marriage, amen, amen, with your finances, amen, you begin to get bitter, amen, you begin to complain like the people of Israel complained against Moses, because they felt like, amen, you done brought us all this way out here, and now we ain't got nothing to drink. But just hold on, people. Hold on, because trouble don't last always. Just hold on, amen, because the same bitter water that you came upon that you wasn't able to taste, amen, they will be made sweet where you can drink and taste and see that the Lord is good. God is good, baby. God is good. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. God is good. amen, of trying to find our way in the dark, amen. But if you just keep on walking, amen, just keep on having a little faith, amen, just keep on pushing forward, amen, soon you'll get to the end of that tunnel where the light is, amen. Those bitter waters, amen, will soon be made sweet. You just got to hold on, amen. You just got to, amen, just trust God, amen. But, amen, praise him anyhow. Learn to praise God, amen, no matter how painful the situation is, no matter what it is that you're going through. Learn to praise God. Learn to accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen. You see, amen, amen, amen. Just speaking about Job, amen. I mean, and Joseph, amen, and how they were tried, amen. That, amen. They came across bitter waters, amen. But, amen, it didn't last too long, amen. It didn't last always, amen. Amen. They bitter waters became sweet. Amen. Amen. Joseph went from the prison to the palace, become the second in charge. He was second in command. Amen. Amen. Everything was at his disposal. Amen. Everybody, amen, was at his command. Amen. 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 It just don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. Amen. You got to, amen, you know, learn to praise God even, amen, in the midst of your bitter situation. There's going to be some bitter waters, people. We just know this is the life of a Christian. You're going to come across, amen, some times in your life where, amen, that, amen, everything is not going to be sweet. So you got to learn to accept the bitter with the sweet. We need to learn to accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen, 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 amen. Some of y'all, amen, y'all know, amen, from back in the days, and some of y'all right now, amen, still going to the store getting some of those bitter sweet candies. Amen, amen. You suck on them, amen, and you bite on them, and amen. You know, you might have a little slight little frown because it's bitter, a little sour, amen. But amen, but just momently, amen, you begin to taste the sweetness of that candy also. Amen, amen. You know, amen, those bitter sweet candies, amen. Y'all remember, amen, amen. So the bitterness, amen, it don't last always. You will get to some of the sweetness, amen. You will be able to taste the sweetness, amen. Bittersweet, baby. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Thank the Lord. Amen. We got to be able to accept the bitter with the sweet. God is good. Amen. Man, people, there's trouble all over in the land. Amen. Don't let this pandemic, amen, stop you from praising God. Amen. Don't let this pandemic stop you, amen, from going to church and fellowshipping with the saints of God, with the people of God. Don't let the enemy come in, conquer, and divide and split you up, amen, from your house of fellowship. Amen. So many people are looking for excuses today, amen, to just stay home and to stay away from the saints of God, but they can go everywhere else in the land and congregate and huddle up, amen, and feel like, amen, that the only way they can get the coronavirus, amen, is in the church. That's a lie from hell. The devil is a liar. People of God, I want you to know, amen, there's trouble everywhere in the land. Amen. This coronavirus is not the only thing, amen, that's threatening, amen, or frightening in the land. There's trouble everywhere. There's trouble in your home. There's trouble everywhere. Trouble on your job. Trouble out there on the highways. Amen. There's trouble everywhere. But if you're going to trust God, amen, you got to learn to accept the bitter with the sweet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just want to just encourage someone today, amen, and let them know, amen, that we have to accept the bitter with the sweet. In order, amen, to move forward in this life as a Christian, as a man or woman of God, we got to still be able to praise God. No matter what's going on, we all going to have death in the family. We all going to lose some stuff, amen, along the way, amen, amen, because that's a part of our growth. We all have a destiny to reach, amen. Your destiny may not be, amen, my destiny, amen, but we all have a destiny to reach, amen. And this is all a grooming and a process, amen, that we all must go through. So learn to praise God anyhow, even when you come across bitter water. But God is soon to make them sweet again. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I hope somebody was encouraged today. Amen. Amen. As I encouraged myself. Amen. As God was speaking to me. Amen. And prompting me. Amen. With this message. Amen. That I was able to deliver. Amen. Not, amen, trying to receive any dedication, amen. I give all glory and honor to God. I thank you, Elder Hodge, amen, for allowing me to be on this broadcast once again, amen, to deliver a word, amen, to the people of God and all those that have a ear to hear. Amen. Let's bless God, amen, anyhow. No matter what we're going through, amen, we know we're going to come across some bitter waters, amen. And these bitter waters, amen, shall soon be made sweet. Except the bitter with the sweet. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We appreciate that message, amen, on today. Amen. Except the bitter with the sweet. That is so true. That is just a part of life. And I call that's one of those big boy messages. Amen. Because it takes a big boy or woman to get to that place, in life. It's very difficult to be at those bitter waters and still praise God. It's very difficult, but if you can, and he encouraged us to do so, but if you can, you got to know that God will make those waters sweet. And if you look at the situation, you know, the Hebrew people, they had left Egypt and they were in the wilderness and they was hungry and they were thirsty. Amen. They were already in a dilemma. They already was in the wilderness. They were already in a situation of out of their comfort zone. And then trying to take care of the problem themselves. This is the part I like, when they tried to take care of the problem themselves. In other words, how did they know that the river was bitter? They went and tried to take care of themselves and drank of the water. Amen. And they figured it out real quickly. Amen. That water is bitter. And when we're in life situations that we're already in our wilderness and we try to figure it out ourselves, it puts us in a situation where sometimes we make it worse. But when they followed the instructions, when they prayed to God, amen. Well, they complained, but when Moses prayed to God, they had the wrong prescription. They complained, but Moses prayed to God and God gave him instruction and was obedient. And when that tree, amen, a lot of people reference that tree to Jesus. When that tree laid into the water, it made those bitter waters sweet. Amen. And we have to be able to accept, amen, the situation that God allow us to be in. And they say he won't put nothing on us, no more than we could bear. Amen. And then there's another scripture that says, amen, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. So that means when we're in our trouble, he's there. He's in the presence. Amen. We just got to give him the praise. And then another scripture says he inhabit the praises of his people. So if he's present in our trouble and he inhabits our praise, amen, we know that he's there. And he's going to get us out, and we can take that bitter with the sweet. It's a big boy message, amen. But if you hold on to it, the messenger let us know this morning, if we hold on, amen, we can enjoy the sweet. It took us back to that candy, amen. I remember that. Used to go to the candy lady and get that, amen, amen. So we thank God for you, minister, for encouraging our hearts. Amen. Understanding that every day is not going to be peaches and roses. Amen. But if we hold on to God, if we be obedient to him, when we praise him, amen, that we can come out. Amen. And we have to keep our trust in him, even in that situation. So we just thank God for that message on today. And if you heard that message, amen, and you're in a bitter situation in your life, amen, you can just look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. We want to introduce him to you today. Amen. If you would just pray this prayer with me. Amen. Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. Lord, I believe that you are human and I believe that you are divine. I believe you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day with all power in your hands. I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for us. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, the Bible declares that you are saved. I believe the Bible, and I believe that if you confessed it with your mouth and you believed it in your heart, that you are saved. Amen. And I just want to encourage you to continue to getting the word of God in your life. Amen. To continue to grow in his grace, that his righteousness will be upon you. Amen. And you too will be able to accept the bitter with the sweet. Amen. We're going to give it back over to our messenger of the day so that he can, amen, give us our final word, prayer, and benediction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord,
yeah,
for this opportunity. I pray in the name of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, that you would touch, oh God, the hearts and minds of everyone, oh God, that heard of this message on today.
Yes.
Lord God, help them, Lord God, to meditate upon it day and night. Oh God, to remember that they need to accept the bitter with the sweet.
Yes.
Oh God, even as we saw, amen, as examples in the Bible about Job and Joseph, Lord God.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Oh, Father God, help them, Lord God, to think on these things, oh God. Help them, Lord God, to be encouraged, oh God. Oh, Father God, for we know every day is not going to be a sweet day.
Yes.
But help us, yes, Lord God, to accept the bitter with the sweet.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we trust that your word has went forth, that it would touch the hearts and minds of all your people, Lord God, and all that had a ear to hear. Lord, we pray that, Lord God, you will bless them, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to teach and keep them, Lord God. Oh, God, help them, Lord God, to be, Lord God, thankful, Lord God, of all things, oh God, as we all go through.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We bless you on today for this word.
In yes.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Now, who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his exceeding glory? To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let all those love the Lord say,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll see you guys next week, and we'll try to accept this bitter 40-degree weather in South Florida. Amen. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, God bless.
God bless.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen. I said the miracle.